to Life Talk 21, the show that is designed to motivate you, to inspire you, and to give you strategies to help you live in the 21st century. And not just live, but we want to be successful. And I'm your host, Eric Wortham, behavior specialist, educator, speaker, author, and naval disabled veteran. And today I just want to continue with drug alcohol risk reduction. This is part two. We started talking last week about the red phase, because again, that's how PRI, the organization that I'm certified through, that's what their research have shown them, and they felt it was better to describe it using phases. And so we talked about the red, green phase. I'm sorry, green phase is where you want to be. And by the way, I'm on the way to an event, so that's why you know I'm having to do it in the car. But we talked about the green phase. The green phase is where you want to be, because people in the green phase have a leave it or take it approach when it comes to alcohol. So that's where you want to be. You don't want to be controlled by anything. And in the green, they take low risk choices. Low risk choices protect those things that we value, like our family, our jobs, our home. When we make low risk choices, it protects those things. High risk choices put in jeopardy those things. And so when you're making low risk choices, you're in the green. So today we want to talk about how you progress toward, which is the last one, which is red. So today you progress to the yellow phase. Yellow phase is noticed by when you're starting to make high risk choices now. You're starting to go over the limits a little bit more than you would. You're not staying within the limits that are set by PRI. People in the yellow start to anticipate. And when we show the video, we show each level based on a group of people. In the green phase, the video shows this group of people watching a football game, and they will focus on the game. All their attention and focus was on the game. Well, as they progressed to yellow, they were anticipating, and they were not as focused. They still was focused to the most part, but not as focused. But they were waiting on the alcohol to arrive. And as soon as the alcohol arrived, you know, it was like this, whew, it's here. You know, so they couldn't really get started without the alcohol. So they had moved to the yellow phase, and that's what it is. And in the yellow phase, things like state-dependent restriction will start to happen. And that means that I can no longer do some things without being high or drunk. For example, for me, it was basketball. I decided to do cocaine when I was in college. I decided to get high before a game, and it just happened to be the best game that I played in college. And so I associated that success with me being high. And so from then on, I tried to be high every time that I played basketball. And so that's called state-dependent restriction. People have state-dependent restriction on several different things. Pool. Some people can play really, really good when they're high because your brain remembers that state of mind that you were in, and it makes you seem like you can only perform in that state. So state-dependent restriction is something that'll start to happen. We have, in the yellow phase, social dependency starts to happen. It's not as aggressive, but social dependency means that even when I'm in a social setting, I have to have something to drink. Those things start. And a lot of times, this is how you measure if you have some kind of social dependence, is you think about being in that same social setting without any drinks or without any drugs. And if you can't imagine yourself having a good time without the drugs and the drinking, then you're a social, you have social dependence. And so that starts in the yellow phase. But again, it's not something that happens on a regular basis because you're in the yellow. The good thing about being in the yellow is you can always go back to making low risk choices and go back to the green. So we go from yellow, and yellow again, it means slow down. Slow down. That's what it's saying. You need to get back to doing what you were doing to stay in the green. That's what yellow means. It doesn't mean speed up like most of us do through the light. We speed up during yellow. It really say, hey, look, slow down. You get ready to stop. That's really what yellow means. So the yellow phase, that's what that does. And then after the yellow phase, you move to the orange phase. The orange phase, orange, whatever you want to call it, but that phase is what sometimes we call it psychological dependence, because you think that you need it. It's not physical dependence, but it's psychological dependence. And when you get to the orange phase, state dependent restriction will be more on a regular basis. In the orange phase, you know, alcohol has really become a part of your life now. It really has. It's like a relationship that you have with the opposite sex or whoever you have a relationship with. It's the same way. You can't wait to see that person. Well, you can't wait to drink. You can't wait to see drugs. So it turns into a relationship when you get to the orange. Social dependency is there, you know, and it happens more frequently. Some other things that start to happen now, though, is you start to get blackouts. Blackouts are periods of time where you don't remember. I remember it's been a long, when I was younger, my family lived in East Point, and we lived in like Sandy Springs. And, you know, I went one day to hang out with my family, close knit. And I got home that night, I had no shoes on, and it was happened to be one of the few times that it snowed in Atlanta. So I have no shoes on. My wife is like, what's going on? Why don't you have on any shoes? And I didn't know. I don't remember driving all the way from East Point to Sandy Springs. And that is called a blackout. And the reason blackouts are so dangerous, sometimes we see people when they get in a hit and run or something like that, and then they say, I didn't know I hit somebody. It could be true. Because if you have a blackout, just think about that situation that I had. Had somebody been hit, been on the news, I would have been afraid because I don't remember driving all the way home. So those are called blackouts. You start to get what we call muddy thinking, you know, where it's hard for you to do abstract thinking. Abstract thinking is when you have to figure out something. Working on a car where you have to troubleshoot. See, that kind of thinking will be very difficult when you get to the orange phase. You know, it'll be hard for you to focus on things that you have to figure out. Math becomes difficult for a lot of people in that phase as well. And so orange is, you can look at it as a psychological dependence. And orange just means that you're just a small distance from being addicted. Because that's the next thing, red. Red is when you are addicted. And we distinguish red from orange by understanding that now a lot of people are physically dependent. And what I mean by physically dependent is that there are some things that your body supplies to you naturally to keep you balanced. When you're too high, you have a chemical that is released in the brain and it brings you back down so you don't stay. When you're too low, it's a chemical release that can bring you back up. Well, when you're addicted, your body stops supplying those things because it sees that the drugs or whatever you're using has already supplied it. So it will just stop. And so now you do need it. You need the drugs, you need the alcohol physically in order just to feel normal. Because a lot of times it's not even about being high, it's just you are trying to feel normal. And also in the red phase, the one thing that you will notice is that you lose control. That's the key. You lose control. You try to stop, you can't. You try to stop, you can't. And the problem with the red is that it's going to prevent you from being your best self. That's the bottom line. You're not going to be able to focus and do the things that it takes to be really the best person that you can be. And so that's why the orange phase is it's difficult. And you, I mean the red phase, you don't want to be red. Red is where you are indeed addicted. And so we're going to talk a lot more about this today. I want to be a little bit quicker with this because, of course, I got some, I got to get to this event. I'm training some police officers today in Atlanta and crisis intervention. And so that's why I'm so quick today. But remember this, be all you can be by doing all you can do. And I'm Eric Wortham. Thank you. I bought a pin that came from Wifey, but I ain't repo. Riding with it.